Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Say we did it. Yes, we did it. We were put to the test, so we brought out our best. Man, we did it. Yes, we did it. Bahamas, we won the gold. Now we're the best in the world.
You think it's a bird?
No.
Is it a plane?
No.
Who's that?
Bahamas, golden boys, man. Bahamas, gonna get.
Well, is it Demetrius?
Yes, right.
Ramon?
Yes, right.
Michael?
Yes, right.
Fireman, you're strong.
Yes, right.
Bahamian and proud, man. We did it.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 5th of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And joining me in studio today is a young athlete himself. He's preparing himself for a career in sports and athletics. His name is Mr. Nathan Duncombe. Good morning, sir. Hold on, producer, let me hear that again.
Good morning, good morning.
There we go, there we go. It's a pleasure to meet you, Nathan. Of course, now, we got lots of sports to talk about.
Yes.
But before we get there, I got just a couple of things, just a couple of housekeeping things, right? Nathan, you ever watch, like, Asian television channels, and you see them having competitions like the Hotel Olympics? Where they making beds, the fastest team, right? They have a relay.
Mm-hmm.
They have individual events. They got medleys, right? All focused with an aim to enhance and improve the space overall, like the industry overall, by giving individual members in the ecosystem an opportunity to display their talent, right? And their skill individually and like collectively. And activities like that are like, they call it team building, right? Mm-hmm. They build morale and they generate, right? They create a space where you are going to generate better workers, right?
Yeah.
Even fast food restaurants have like pizza, they have Domino's have their own Olympics, right? Where they go through all of the skill sets used in the job, all the stations, and you go through that. The fastest person to construct the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
The boxes are perforated.
Yeah,
they lie flat until you put them together.
Yeah, I've seen.
They
that.
Got competition all like that, all over the world. But in particular, when we go to the east into Asia, their societies have developed sufficiently, and of course, they have millions more people than us,
mm-hmm.
Where these things are commonplace. So, on another note, now. Dear Corporate Bahamas, you're going to need to do something to inspire your staff to work faster. Since you don't want to pay them better, since you don't want to give them better working conditions,
mm-hmm.
and better benefits, maybe we're going to have to try a bit of Obeah. Or maybe we could have a fast food Olympics, right? Like maybe we could turn to people who've been doing it for decades and interrogate the strategies that they've used to improve staff performance and customer service. And it could all be fun as well, you know. It doesn't have to be done in a denigrating way.
Yeah.
We could have the fast food Olympics. Yeah, I just see one man from Andrews downstairs and I tell him the next time I come to Crab Fest, they better have a catching crab Olympics. You all slunk in, right?
Yeah.
This segment, right, this tiny segment, is inspired by a McDonald's that I went to today and unfortunately didn't get any food because I was on the line for about 25 minutes before I even got to the cashier. I had to leave so I could come and be on the show on time. I was online for 25 minutes and I still hadn't gotten to the cashier yet.
That's bad.
And I just want to ask y'all, why do you think you can convince us, the customers, that fast food, like, you know, you ain't cooking it fast, but you're supposed to serve it fast, right? That's why it's called fast food. But y'all have been trying to convince us that we have gotten the concept entirely different. And because I didn't have to be in my kitchen cooking it myself, obviously it's faster to just come to the store.
Yeah.
But sometimes y'all are actually not faster than cooking it at home.
No.
And y'all don't understand the dynamics that drive people to fast food restaurants as opposed to cooking at home. You don't understand that yet. But somehow you want to convince us that fast food isn't necessarily supposed to be fast. I just like to say that nobody should be online for 25 minutes before they even get served.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right? Like, and if, before you even get, like, I wasn't even at the cashier. There's still two people in front of me at the cashier. Maybe we just need to get a John Tafe, you know, bar rescue. When he come in and he rescue the bar, the operation, and inspire people to deliver their best and shift culture, personal and professional cultures. Maybe we need somebody to bar rescue the whole Bahamas. Maybe we need a Gordon Ramsay to come Hell's Kitchen the whole of New Providence. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe we could look to the East, see some models that are already working, and don't denigrate the employee, don't denigrate the workers, but inspires them to do better by highlighting the best of them and then compensating them, rewarding them for their efforts. Let's try that. Because it's not the young lady's fault that the system's not working properly. It's not the cashier's fault that y'all don't notify customers of price changes. It's not the staff's fault that you're not managing the entity according to the standards set both locally and globally. It's not their fault, but they take the brunt of it. They take the brunt of it. Y'all do better, please. Do better. Now, mind you, last night I went on one fast food line and I was in like airport runs and getting food for people. And the drive-thru line was so fast, right, Nathan? When I said to the young lady, because they have her outside taking my order, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to the young lady, "I can walk with me as I drive up to the board because I don't know your menu." Mm-hmm. She cut her eye at me. She didn't say this out loud, but I could hear it coming from, I could hear it. She said, "Miss, as fluffy as you is, you don't know what KFC menu is?" Right? She said, "Miss, as old as you is, look at you, you know what KFC." Anyway, I was served in less than 3 minutes. I was in and out of that line in like 3 minutes. Mm. It was excellent at that point, right? Anyway, Nathan, there are ways that we can improve ourselves that don't have to be draconian. It doesn't have to involve demeaning the workers. But there are systems that we could employ to make things better for everybody.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into some sports. Somebody said they've been on a fast food line for 1 hour, and somebody said they've been on a fast food line for 2 hours.
That's wow.
I was on a Burger King line for 45 minutes one time in 1999 or some foolishness like that. It took me about 4 years to go back to Burger King. After that, I was hiding my heart. I thought they didn't like me. Anyway, let's get to sports. First sports announcement for the morning. GT Athletics 242 presents Girls Like Diamonds. Girls Like Diamonds is an under-12 and under-14 girls softball team coming out of Grand Bahama. Coach O.J. Green, that's my nephew. That's kind of why I'm picking it up. But it's a big deal. Yeah. It's an all-girls coaching club. I mean, all-girls softball team. Mm-hmm. And they've come to New Providence. They're in New Providence now. They're going to be playing games against IBAP softball and games against Reloaded softball between the 4th and the 7th of July down at the sports complex. Again, the coach, O.J. Green, and then I got to say good morning to my grandniece, Kaylia Green, who's also a member of the team. Hmm. If you want to come out and watch the team play, if you want to come out and support all of the teams competing, today is the 5th, so they started yesterday. From now until the 7th, you can contact Coach O.J. Green at 242-441-6957. That's 242-441-6957. Or you can find him at GT Athletics 242 online. I excited.
Yeah, me too, man. That'd be fun.
Girls softball. Focus on it because sports is also a personal developmental tool. Hmm. Baseball, softball, hand-eye coordination, spatial awareness, critical thinking, right? And so when girls don't play sports, this is a missed opportunity to practice and gain some of those skills. So I'm excited about it. Now, Nathan, I got another exciting story. What you know about wrestling?
Not much.
What you know about wrestling? Did you know that they are two different sports?
Wrestling and wrestling.
Yeah, they're two different sports.
Wrestling is probably like what you see WWE or whatever.
Wrestling
is like what you actually wrestle. You know, I think I understand.
Okay, so wrestling probably going to involve a chair, a table.
Yeah, jumping off something high.
There you go. That's wrestling. So we got a wrestling story this morning and we got a wrestling story this morning.
Okay.
For the wrestling, wrestler Kaylee Capri dazzles home crowd and win. If y'all remember, I had Kaylee on last week as a warm-up to her big match against JC Spry. See, the woman called herself Storm, but she don't know we's body hurricanes and we's destroy hurricanes, so we break that down to a Spry. Bahamian wrestler Alexis Gray, also known by stage name Kaylee Capri, experienced a warm welcome in her first official pro wrestling match in the Bahamas at the inaugural Baja Bash live wrestling event presented by All Caribbean Wrestling on Saturday. The Bahamas' first professional women's wrestler had the support of a loud and animated crowd, home crowd, behind her the entire way as she scored a gusty win against JC Storm. Right, I like what you did there. It's a pun, a gusty win against JC Storm. Via pinfall in a packed Andrus Ballroom at the Bahama Resort. She made an extra $10,000 for her singles victory.
Wow.
So we say congratulations.
Congrats.
Kaylee Capri, it gets better. There were other Bahamians performing as well. But let's go into her match a bit. The hometown favorite withstood some tough bumps in the matchup as Storm shoved her into the ring post outside of the ring. This led to the two wrestlers exchanging blows in front of the fans. The action moved back into the ring, and while JC Storm was gloating, the Bahamian wrestler decided to sneak in a quick roll-up pin, which only resulted in a two-count pinfall. In a pivotal moment of the match, Capri misfired on a jump kick, which took down the official. Y'all pause for a minute. What? It was a good drop kick.
But the wrong place.
She just hit the wrong place. And she still, if I was the official, I don't know if he was going to win that match, Kaylee.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing they didn't have a Bahamian. I'd been like,
that's going to be mad, boy.
7 points off for that. So she took down the official and allowed for outside interference from members of the 12-man battle royale that took place early in the evening. Despite the interference, Capri, along with the assistance of local wrestler The Dealer, managed to clear the ring, and she finished off JC Storm with a mean face plant for the three-count pinfall. Capri, also known as Sierra Breeze on the Women of Wrestling Superheroes brand, said the win was necessary against JC Storm. I feel great about the support, about everything everybody has been doing for me and pouring all the love into me. I appreciate it so much. I am dripped down in Bahamian Designs by Kevin Evans and with my exclusive bundles. Everything you see on me is Bahamian, so I definitely had to come hard for the home crowd, she said. Capri was not the only Bahamian to get a pop from the crowd in the Andrus Ballroom. Local wrestlers, including The Dealer, Porkchop, Island Boy, and Warren Santangelo. Don't mind these locks on my head. My favorite wrestler is Porkchop. Porkchop with applesauce and gravy. The Dealer outlasted all of his Bahamian counterparts by pulling off a sneaky double elimination in the end with one half of the Russell twins involved in the action. Sadly, his celebratory moment was interrupted by JC Storm, we can call her Spry from this point on in the story.
Yeah, she's Spry now.
Who snuck into the ring and tossed him over the top rope. The ACW Caribbean Tour continues to Jam Slam in Kingston, Jamaica on July 6th. That's tomorrow. We hope that the action can continue. We pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Jamaica. We hope that everybody has made it through the storm as safely as possible, and that all those who are still in the path of Hurricane Beryl bear it with safety and no fatalities, no casualties. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Dealer, I just call me. When you see Spry come in, call me. We can be me and Kaylee, we can do something. I don't like that, Nathan. I don't like that at all. But I'm glad that they had a good time. Yes. Because wrestling is Bahamian thing, man. Wrestling is Bahamian thing.
Wrestling.
What's your earliest memory of wrestling?
My earliest memory?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know.
You wouldn't get up on a Saturday to make sure you was in front of the TV with 12 o'clock coming as wrestling time? You don't know Tyree Pride, the Haitian sensation? What? You know Hulk Hogan, though?
I don't really know much for no roster.
You don't know Randy Savage?
Randy Savage.
You know Ric Flair? Woo! Ric Flair? Anyway, Ric Flair gave a wonderful, it's like a small tribute, commentary on the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese rivalry that's being blown up into something it isn't by the media. And Ric Flair had a wonderful take on it. He was like, listen, both of y'all ladies, I just need both of y'all to know that you are phenomenal athletes. Mm. You're beautiful women. You got that fire. You got that charge, like coming from another athlete. And just keep doing what you're doing and ignore the noise in the market. See, we know Ric Flair to be foolish. Mm. But that was a moment where Ric Flair really was making sense and was being an elder, being a serious man.
Yeah.
It was a nice moment to see. Okay, now that we finished with wrestling, let's go on to the wrestling. Wrestler Shannon Hanna II takes home gold and bronze. This is in Nassau Tribune from the 1st of July. Bahamian amateur wrestler Shannon Hanna II made his tournament appearance count in June, picking up two medals along the way. He opened up the month with a gold medal finish on June 8th at the United World Wrestling Pat Shaw Memorial and closed it out with a bronze medal placement in the 65-kilogram freestyle weight class at the Under-23 Pan American Championships on June 22nd. His latest top three finishes earned him 9-4 win-loss record in the 13 bouts that he's fought this year. This was his fifth tournament of the year, and since 2024 started, he's been doing big things. Next up for Hanna will be the Under-23 World Championships in October. He's looking forward to performing an NCAA wrestling stage.
Uh-huh.
And he's reaching out. He's making an appeal to the public for financial support and technical, like in-kind support for his journey. And you can reach him at shannon.hanna18@gmail.com. That's shannon.hanna18@gmail.com. Or to his agents, chris@agentcy.co and sawyer@agentcy.co. Now, all you all know, I's a Hasty Hanna Tynes, Hanna Hasty Tynes. And so Shannon got to be my cousin. And so I say to my family in particular, let's see how we could support our cousin on his journey to the world stage. Now, Nathan, what school do you go into and what's your sporting discipline?
I'm going to a small school in Florida.
Yeah.
Southeastern University.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for it's a nice track program. They have a nice cross country program, and I'm studying to be a psychologist.
All right.
Yeah.
Any particular field, like regular psychology, sports psychology, fruit psychology?
Yeah, sports psychology.
Okay, cool. Coming back to work in the sports ecosystem locally, or do you have your eyes set at maybe entrenching yourself in a university in the States?
The goal is not to limit myself just for one thing.
Okay.
I want to do a variety of things to help the country and help us be human athletes upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to open up a school.
Mm-hmm.
I like to open up a school here.
Okay.
A sports program, a sports academy, where we could develop the behemoth athletes, where we don't have to say, I want to change that mindset of us going to the United States or going foreign to make it in life, to have a better way, you know? And I just want to change that and develop the country right here, right in the Bahamas, because we have the resources, we have the, mm-hmm. we have the people, we have the talent. We just need somebody to do that. And that's where I fall into place.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm all for that. We're going to transition to the road to Paris.
Mm.
We're going to look at basketball, swimming, track and field. And one of these articles I hear that we possibly have a wrestler who may qualify for the Olympics as well. But when I read the Shannon Hanna story, I didn't see any reference to Olympics or trials in there. So we'll see. But basketball, let's start with basketball on the road to Paris. You know, the first thing I note about this basketball men's national team and all of our international competing teams is that they very rarely have time to play together. They don't live together. They don't work together. They don't train necessarily together all the time. And that's perhaps the biggest missing link to our international success and our athletic success is that at the team level, the elements that other teams enjoy, which is long-term training, residential training camps, opportunities to work, at least live together, right? Our athletes are not getting as much of that as other country athletes are.
Yeah, I can agree.
So I think, now, dear Texter, I mean, I know he was my cousin because he's on Hasty Times, but to tell me he's my close cousin. Good morning, cousin Billy, who is his grandfather.
Oh.
Yeah. You may be part of my family, too.
Yeah.
Good morning, Shannon. Good morning, Cousin Billy. Good morning, Hannah Hasty Times. All right, so let's get to basketball. It seems like the training camp opportunity that the men's national team had paid off extremely well.
Yeah.
Let's start with this first story. The Bahamas beats Finland, the first team we played on our journey to the Olympics in this qualifying stage. In a thrilling showdown, Team Bahamas clashed with Finland in a critical men's basketball game. They won 96-85. The Bahamas showcased their incredible speed and athleticism, but trailed 54-47 at the half. They were down as much as 12 points in the third, but the tides turned in the Bahamas' favor. DeAndre Ayton, Chivano Buddy Hield, and Eric E.J. Gordon stepped up for Team Bahamas, and they combined for 59 points out of the team's 96 points. Right, so the rest of the team scored 40 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
96 minus 59 is 40. So watch this. The Bahamas' triumph was, adding to the triumph, was the remarkable talent of one 18-year-old VJ Valdez Edgecombe. Valdez scored 20 whole points. And I want you all to do the math. This is the best math in the world. If Buddy Gordon and DeAndre scored 59 points, and the whole team scored 96 points. And VJ scored 20 points his whole self. Who's the superstar of the team?
VJ.
I mean, you're carrying on bad, VJ.
Come on. I've been sitting in tune with him, too. He's amazing.
Yeah? Well, tell us about what you've observed in his journey.
I just watch how he play.
Yeah.
He's aggressive. He won it, you know, and especially how he's young. Just to see that he's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he grew up in, from the Bahamas. He's just a regular kid. And to doing what he's doing, man, it's amazing. It's inspiring to watch him. And I just love his game. I love how he works. I just love the aggression to it and the passion.
After seeing some quotes from his teammates and hearing the commentators who are calling, you know, they like, not the referees calling the game, but the commentators who call in the game, their excitement when VJ was scoring, just watching all of that. Here's the impression I get, that some rookies come on the court with hard mouth and very little to back it up with.
Yeah.
Because that bravado, that psyching out your opponent is a big part of the game as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like VJ never said a word. He ain't never bad talk anybody. He just brought all of that heat to the game, to his hands, to the rim.
He dangerous boy.
Yeah, so they Bahamas quickly beat Finland 96-85. VJ Edgecombe Jr. from Bimini going to Baylor University scored 20 points. Then they step right over to play against Poland. Poland was a bit of a tighter win. We beat Finland by 11 points. This time we only took Poland down by 9 points. However, once again, Valdez VJ Edgecombe stepped up. He scored 18 points. Eric Gordon scored 12. Buddy scored 17. DeAndre scored... No, I it was 18 years old. Hold on. DeAndre scored 18. Buddy scored 17. Gordon scored 12. Why VJ want to score 21 points?
I know, man.
I just want to say, VJ, we bigging you up today.
Yeah.
Okay.
He deserve it.
All right. So Texas said, did VJ just graduate in Bimini or was he schooling in the U.S.? No, he's a Bimini resident.
Yeah.
He going to Baylor University. He was in school, in the U.S. high school. He came down to play with his U.S. team. Mm-hmm. I think Battle for Atlantis one of the tournaments. He there's another stat. He was named on the Slam Basketball magazine top five, the top first team mm-hmm. for the high school in the U.S. He's chosen among the five best high schoolers in the whole of the continental U.S. And non-continental, the whole 50 states. Yeah, big, and you can find that. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You can find that online. A wonderful, and he got the spread. So a part of the award is you on the cover. Mm-hmm. I think it's Slam Magazine. Yeah. It's awesome. And he proved to anybody that asked why he was on that cover.
Yeah.
He's proving it right now. So the next game, Bahamas is playing Lebanon tonight. They are playing Lebanon tonight. I'm looking in the Bahamas sports section. Page, back of the fold section, L, back of the business section. Team Bahamas set sights on the Olympics in a thrilling showdown. They beat both teams with just two more games standing between them and a dream 62 years in the making. The team is aiming for a first ever appearance at the Olympic Games in men's basketball. Again, they're playing Lebanon tonight, who beat Angola for the spot. All right. I excited VJ, you carrying on bad. Now, track and field. You say you run track, right?
Yeah.
What's your disciplines?
I'm a distance runner.
Okay.
I run cross country, track and field, marathon, all that good stuff.
You grew up on the island?
No, I grew up right here.
So I know by them who grew up on the island, they long distance runners.
Yeah. The one I grew up right here, man, I.
Yeah. Okay. Who are your eyes on, Bayman team? Who you think is going to win a medal, track and field, Bahamas Olympics?
All our athletes.
All.
All.
Let's go.
Especially Wanya McCoy, Terrence Jones.
Yeah, Wanya McCoy and Terrence Jones. You think they're going to do it?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's read this article from the Nassau Guardian 2 days ago. 8 qualify for the Olympics through world rankings. The Bahamas' Olympic team is going to be padded significantly more when it is announced as 8 athletes qualified through the World Athletics Rankings System. Included in that number is Shawnee Miller-Weibo, who will have a shot to become the first woman to win 3 straight Olympic titles in the 400 meters, if she's healthy enough to do so and she decides to do it. I think Shawnee can do it.
It's Shawnee Miller.
Miller-Weibo is joined by Charisma Taylor, women's triple jump, Wanya McCoy, men's 100, Terrence Jones, men's 100, Ian Kerr, men's 200, Antoine Andrews, men's 110-meter hurdles, Donald Thomas, men's high jump, and Ken Mullings, men's decathlon. Taylor and McCoy are double qualifiers as they reach the standards in the women's 100-meter hurdles and men's 200 meters, respectively. Other automatic qualifiers for the Paris Olympic Games are Anthony Strawn, women's 1 and 2. I want to say we're still uncertain, but it seems certain that due to injuries, she's not going to run. Devin Charlton, women's 100 meters. Denisha Cartwright, women's 100 meter hurdles. Charlton, women's 100 meter hurdles. Rima Otabar, women's javelin. And Stevie Gardner, men's 400. Strawn has shut down her season due to recurring shin splints. With the mixed 4x4 relay team qualifying for the World Athletics Relays, Bahamas 2024, 2 swimmers, and get to them in a second, and possibly a wrestler headed to the Olympics, and possibly the men's basketball team as well. The Olympic team for Team Bahamas could soar to about 30 athletes. Summer Olympics, of course, set for July 26th through August 11th in Paris. Now, I got a text here, and I can pose this question to you as well, Nathan. I know we all want to see Shawnee, but how likely is it for a hamstring to heal in a month and for an athlete to be at top performance?
It all really depends on the severity of it.
Yeah.
But hamstring, well, sprinters, it's really iffy, you know, mm-hmm. especially being at the level she's at. You don't really want to risk it all on
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why she haven't been racing as much this season. I don't know if you noticed,
but yeah,
she haven't really been racing as much because of, you know, and I can't say for sure.
So here's my thing. I could understand, okay, even Anthony Strawn's situation. As a non-athlete, I'm like, hey, I don't know how you get that fast. I don't know if you can be that fast in the next 4 years. I would take advantage of this opportunity right now, despite the recurring shin splints, right? Once it doesn't diminish my capacity to walk, to exercise generally, or my quality of life, I'm thinking I'm going to push through to the Olympics. That's Anthony Strawn. Weibo Miller would be defending for the third, defending for the second time. So this would be a third attempted gold, right?
Yeah.
That means that's what, 8 years, the first Olympics, 8 years in between.
Yeah.
A definite at least 12 years to 20 years training for this moment.
Yeah.
Is Miller Weibo at the end of her career? If she doesn't run the Olympics now, what's the likelihood that we'll see her in a lane?
I think she got one more year.
2028?
I think she got one more year. She got one more, at least one more year now.
Well, one more year, but in terms of another, does she have another 4 year cycle? So I could see, right, I could see her saving herself because she got another year, another 2 years, Diamond League,
make some money. Yeah. I think she got another Olympics, you know.
So you could, another Olympics as well. So you tell her, rest up and we'll see you next time. See, because if I'm another athlete, like the mixed relays, I'm gonna say, hey, Miller Weibo, I don't know if we can let you. I mean, Shania Adley from Baptist Tabernacle in Grand Bahama, she carrying on bad, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure everybody's like, man, Miller Weibo, go rest up. Let's do this mixed relays. So I like the tension, right? The tension of whether you are competing for country, whether you are saving for self, preserving for the future. Whether it's worth the risk for an Olympic recognition, or are you going to rest and prepare for cash and prize and real prizes? Which you think is more prestigious, the Diamond League or the Olympics?
The Olympics.
You think it's more prestigious?
Yeah, it's nothing more a greater feeling than to have on that Bahamas jersey. I mean, I never had it, but the dream of it, I get chills just by dreaming, but you know, just imagining myself in the Bahamas gear, just representing my country and... I would shoot for the Olympics.
Absolutely.
Me, personally, I would shoot for the Olympics.
Sean A. Stevie, Wanye, Terrence, we're going to need you all, after this little Olympics thing and you all finish gathering up all these gold, we need you all come to the studio so we can have that conversation and talk to the athletes about where does the prestige lie for you?
Yeah.
Is it in representing country or is it working for self and family, an institution? We got a lot of texts here. Let's go through some texts. Oh, yeah, text after the break. Producer, we can go to the break in a second. I can mention that. Okay, we get into some basketball in a second. This text, I want to say how we feel about the trade, Buddy to the Warriors and Clay to Dallas. And will Buddy be the Splash Brothers 2.0? It's exciting. I'm excited for Clay to play with Ant-Man, with Anthony Edwards. I'm excited. Wherever Buddy go, I'm excited. But Buddy can play with Steph Curry and Draymond Green? I ready for that. Anyway, producer, let's go to a break. And when we get back from the break, we're going to focus a bit on basketball. We're going to tell you about who's going to the Olympics by sea in swim competition. We'll be right back. I've got Nathan Duncombe joining me this morning. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back. We still got lots to talk about in the sports world, the world of Bahamians. Quickly to swimming. Two swimmers headed to Summer Olympics. Now, this announcement has been made multiple times. I just feel like swimming don't ever get the shine
No. It's
supposed to get in the country, considering how many of our athletes are excelling internationally, regionally in aquatics and swimming. So let's say congratulations to Lamar Taylor and Renishka Gibbs, who will be part of Team Bahamas when the contingent heads to Paris. This is according to Bahamas Aquatics President Algernon Cargill. The team will be coached by Trevano McPhee. I think in the same way, they qualified via world rankings, right? So I think they qualified via rankings, or they qualified by time at the Nationals, but they've been leading the field for a hot minute now, and we want to say once again, congratulations to Lamar Taylor and Renishka Gibbs. Okay, now on to WNBA All-Stars. It's All-Star Weekend coming up, and of course, Jonquel Jones has made it once again on the All-Star team. Producer, I see the caller coming in. WNBA announced today that New York Liberty Center Jonquel Jones, forward Brianna Stewart, and guard Sabrina Ionescu have been selected for the 2024 AT&T WNBA All-Star Game. The honor marks the third for Ionescu, fifth for Jones, Jonquel Jones, and sixth for Stewart. The All-Star Game will serve as a send-off for Sabrina and Brianna, who are on Team USA, is competing at the Olympics. Producer, let's check this call. That's Sawyer, boy, Mr. Sawyer, Eric Sawyer III. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It is indeed Eric Sawyer III. What's happening?
Everything's good. Let me introduce you to Nathan Duncombe. He's joining me in studio this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Everything good. How are you?
Everything great. Everything great.
So
it's a great day. It's a great day to be a Bahamian fan. Right now, it's a great day to be an NBA fan and know that you're from the Bahamas and know full well, hey, Eric Gordon's moving on. Hey, Klay Thompson is moving on. Hey, they even want Buddy Hield to move on. It's a great day.
Yeah. Teams are anxious for them. They want them.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Yes, it's a great day.
But listen, let's talk a little WNBA. Did you know that the All-Star, well, I don't know if this is every year, but this year the All-Star game, WNBA All-Star game, will be Team WNBA versus Team USA.
Yeah, man. It's going to be great. The rookies get to play the vets. It's great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great time. Again, we're just pointing out that Jonquel will be an All-Star for the fifth year in a row. She is going to be on Team WNBA, not Team USA. But the WNBA All-Star Game is the centerpiece of two full days of activities with the Starry WNBA three-point contest and the Kia WNBA Skills Challenge on Friday. I think that's July 19th. So it's coming up. And the way that they select their All-Stars, 50% of the vote is from fans, 25% from current WNBA players, and the other 25% is from a national panel of sports writers and broadcasters. Here's who made it in the top 10 selection in alphabetical order, not ranking. Aaliyah Boston, Caitlin Clark, Nafisa Collier, Kalia Cooper, Derica Hamby, Sabrina Ionescu, Arik Agumbawale, Brianna Stewart,
Agumbawale,
Ajay Wilson, and Jackie Young.
Aja.
She's beating up on my people. I can pronounce her name wrong, just like J.C. Spry. I'm not. I can respect the wife. Boston Clark, Hamby, and Agumbawale, who are not currently on the U.S. Women's National Team 5-on-5 roster, will automatically play in Team WNBA because they were in the top 10. Guess who was number one?
Jonquel?
No, it was Caitlin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, most definitely. Everybody wants to see Everybody wants to see her play nowadays. Everybody.
Yeah, man. And that is in no way diminishing Angel Reese, although the media likes this to portray a Clark-Reese rivalry.
Yeah.
We see
for him, you know.
Yeah, we see more contention from between veterans and rookies.
Exactly. They came in the league together. They can grow the league together.
And that's what they've been doing. It's not just Caitlin, although Caitlin has drawn lots of attention to the league. It's not just Caitlin doing it. It's this entire class of 2020. What's it called? Class of 2024?
This is class of 2024. They can't on by, man. They're still in stadiums. They're not being injured. They come in every game. I don't know if you've seen, you know, their Instagram accounts, but they're always posting and, you know, and keeping their fans abreast of what they're doing, where they're at, where they're eating, what they're wearing, how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're growing the league. Like, they're letting all of the young girls see that, hey, you know, I'm a day in the life of a WNBA player.
Yeah.
It's just as real as yours.
Absolutely, and that's what's going to drive it.
Yeah.
So listen, Clark was WNBA's Rookie of the Month for May, and Reese was Rookie of the Month for June. And I bet you they can buck it back and forth the whole way through. Now, NBA draft and trades.
Yes, sir.
Gordon to the Suns, Heal to the Golden State Warriors, Clay to the Mavericks. I like it. What about you, Nathan? What do you think?
Gordon to the Sixers.
Oh, you're going to the Sixers, right. From the Suns to the Sixers.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nathan?
I mean, it's going to be exciting to see Clay at the Dallas. You know, I know there had been like a little mix-up with the when he's at the Warriors.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was time for a change. I think it's going to be a good season for him.
Absolutely. Now, Sawyer, do you think that a part of Clay's, some people say lackluster, but definitely not standard performance last year, was maybe like a bit of discomfort with the way the team is handling Draymond Green? Because it appears like a lot of players feel like the Warriors, like they're losing their grounding.
Yeah.
And this desire to hold on to Green is destabilizing the capacity of the team to perform.
Well, so the thing is, what you saw out of Clay, both players in the NBA would die to have a stat line like his last year. We've been spoiled by so much more from him.
Mm-hmm.
That is a slump based on his own, you know, history in the league.
Okay.
But overall, when the team just went in a different, you know, and they went down a different path, you know, still standing around Steph, but because of the injuries that he's had to recover from, he's not as fast coming off them pick down screens.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as fast, and definitely on defense, he's not necessarily a liability, but he's not the lockdown defender he was during their championship runs of the past. And that's all it really is. He turned down a 2-year, $48 million contract and now signed a 3-year, $50 million contract. He could have re-signed with the Warriors beginning of the season, but
mm-hmm.
He wanted to play it out, see how it goes, wanted to bet on himself, and the Warriors, you know, and they ultimately decided, hey, Buddy Buckets is better because him and Steph, of course, have had the most three-pointers made over the last 5 years. But that's really due to the fact that, and I can say this because Clay is also part Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
That's also due to the fact that Clay was injured for a few of those years too because, you know, Clay could jack up a 3 or 2 as well.
I mean, to be bad. You can't sleep on Clay at all. He is definitely a sharpshooter.
Exactly.
All right. So, what about Kai? I haven't heard a word. I haven't heard a word about Kai. Does that mean he's safe?
He was just signed. I just saw it on IG. He was just signed. He was signed by the Clippers, who compete for a roster spot. So he does have a chance to make a WNBA. Sorry, he does have to make an NBA roster.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't see him named to the national team though.
Well, he's playing national ball.
He's okay.
Are we also doing well in that too? The semifinals tomorrow, and hopefully we get to the finals on Sunday at 2:30.
I think the semifinal game is today against Lebanon. I'm not quite sure, but I think it's
tomorrow.
Tomorrow? All right.
Tomorrow.
Good stuff. You know what time?
I don't know the time, but I know the finals, once we get through Lebanon, the finals is at 2:30 on Sunday.
Okay.
Perfect Sunday dinner time.
I don't need to know when, you know, I can be outside praying all day. It's out. Sending positive energy up, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear Bahamas, if you can tune in, we ask them to do it, and they're doing it big. Now, you tell you what, Sawyer, a couple of years ago, I had a story where I was a bit concerned because a women's softball team was unable to travel to a regional tournament that they did very well in the last time they competed. So well that the organizers sent a handwritten letter to invite them back, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't do it without y'all. But the team couldn't travel because financial resources needed to be diverted to the men's team to satisfy some debt they had and some other housekeeping, right? And I was a little concerned that the potential of the men's team is, you know, taken into account versus the actual performance of this women's team. And the women's team were not able to access the money to travel, right?
Yeah.
For their event. With the critique now, even moving forward, I want to say, I still kind of feel the same way, you know. We should not, the women's team should not lose funding or, you know, not have access to it because of the potential of the men's team.
Yeah.
We knew that the men's team could do great things, and we knew we had a good shot at the Olympics. But when a situation like that arises, you've got to find the money for both. You know,
the money is there for both. You know, I mean, to be honest, you know, you make one or two calls, one or two people can subsidize the entire trip. Like as much as we run on about funding and the lack of resources, and we have funds here, not there, not every man. You know, make one or two calls, man. Honestly, God.
All right, right before I know we got like a couple of seconds left. A quick headline before we talk draft and brawny. Caribbean Championships coming to the Bahamas. Baymans are asked to support what is expected to be a thrilling baseball spectacle as the Babe Ruth Caribbean Regional Championships make a triumphant return to the Blue Hills Sporting Complex and the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium. The event is set for July 7th through 11th, so that's starting Sunday and going into next week. This is the third edition of the championships. It's going to be showdowns between the 12 and under teams and 16 and under teams. Representatives from Anguilla, Aruba, the Bahamas, Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and Puerto Rico, as well as Belize, USA, MJBL, USA South, and Venezuela. Now, I just want to celebrate all the good things in this story. Later in next week, though, we're going to talk about the head coach of the 16 and under team for the Bahamas is Gregory Burrows Jr. Yeah, I paused there, because I remember that this gentleman was suspended for 15 years. I have the article here, you know, if you want to follow that story before we get to next week's discussion. Babe Ruth League throws its support behind Burrows Sr. and Burrows duo reinstated, bans lifted. That's April 5th of this year. No explanation given as to why the suspensions were lifted. The man was suspended for 15 years. We got to hear something. But I'm putting that aside. I'm just putting that aside for next week. We celebrating baseball. Everybody come out to the Babe Ruth Classic. Celebrate the team. Celebrate the cheering. Don't let adult politics stop you from celebrating the cheering. Now, to the draft quickly. Mr. Sawyer. The dream came to fruition.
Listen, I don't care what anybody says. And no man out there under the sound of my voice who have a son would
not do the same thing.
Would think it so bad that their son could come to their place of work and, you know, hopefully in the future, take over. You got to show them the reins, yes. And show them where's the broom closet, where's the kitchen, where's this, where's that. You know, but at least, hey, he's on the job.
Right. Now,
you know, this is something that we've never seen before in the NBA. So, yeah, many haters out there, I understand. Braun made sure his son came there. So what?
Well, I was about compared to the Caitlin Clark U.S. women's team discussion where people thought, man, even for the marketing, just for the marketing alone, put Caitlin on the team. And a lot of people say, no, this is the Olympics. This is about the best, not the most marketable, but the best athletic performance. But in this instance with Bronny and LeBron, I say, oh, no, even if you're only doing it for the marketing, even if you're only doing it for the sales, even if you're only doing it to drive traffic, social media and otherwise, actual cars to the stadium, do it. There's nothing that Bronny could do to destroy the legacy of the Lakers. And surely he can't play worse than Westbrook in his latter days. Westbrook, we love you. I'm just making a point. We love you.
Yeah, I mean, even the Nuggets, see him like, seriously, they want Westbrook. So we'll see.
No, man, Westbrook has a role to play, you know.
And the thing is, I'm going to need him because, you know, KCP went and signed with the Magic, so they need someone to fill that role. Although he doesn't have the defensive presence that KCP had.
All right. Nathan, my take on Buddy going to, I tell you earlier, going to the Warriors, I'm loving this Buddy. This Buddy is a leader. This Buddy, he can be coaching teams, right? Buddy say, you send me to Warriors? I love it. You like it? I love it.
I love it. Buddy was always a team player, so yeah. This bodes well for him. Anyway, go on, Nathan, talk. Sorry.
Yeah. What you think about it? His performance going to be like over there, man?
Well, it's going to be good. I feel like he's going to be, not necessarily face, but he's going to be up there with the Steph Curry and Draymond. He's going to do good things.
You think he's going to be starting five, or he's going to be first off the bench?
He may come off the bench.
Yeah.
But I think I see him being a starting five, though. He may come off the bench. But
right. So that's the one thing about Buddy. I think that he needs that starting five energy. You want to get good performance. You got to put him on the court. First out the gate. So let him push up that in charge, take charge energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming back, trying to fit in to an offense that's already rolling may not be the best spot for him, but he could do it.
Yeah, he's capable.
Yeah, he's absolutely capable. Sawyer boy, last words?
Yeah, first and foremost, Ben, I forgot to say, good morning, Michelle Swavey. Very good friend of mine and neighbor. She listens to your show every day. And I told her, hey, Friday coming, I'm going to make sure that people know you got yourself another loyal listener out there.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Cousin Swaby. I love you very much. Nathan, last word. Me almost out there. Producer, start the music. It's a pleasure, Nathan.
Well, the last thing I had to say is, hey, you guys are still witnessing greatness. LeBron is still great.
Yeah, man.
So much as y'all hating on the man, we've seen greatness for 20-plus years, and now his son is now in the NBA. Yes, he's the 55th pick in the draft. Yes, he scored less than 5 points per game. But guess what? The marketing capabilities of LeBron James Jr. in the NBA are just unthinkable. At the same time, especially that LeBron is in the league, come on, man. Y'all, please, pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
If I were an event organizer, I'd be having the most father-son NBA, you know, events. Come out and watch fathers and sons.
Yeah, come out. Bring your son out and, you know, 2-for-1 tickets and, yeah, get yourself a father-son shirt and blah, 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 blah. But the marketing capabilities are endless. But, hey, we just want to hate on the fact that LeBron has kept his body in such tip-top pristine condition that he can play with his son.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Sawyer. Now for the nation's favorite sport, guess which road could be closed off today? For motoring public, yesterday I discovered on my way east that there were road traffic diversions as they had East Bay Street immediately in front of the bridge. Mashup, closed down.
Yeah.
Dear Ministry of Works, print some signs for the people. Dear ZNS and Broadcasting Ministry, put out some notices for the people, please. This is not supposed to be the number one sport. Sloop sailing is supposed to be the number one sport, and y'all gonna make us start using boats. Anyway, have a great day. It's been a blast. Nathan, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
We had so much fun. We run over time, man.
Yes,
I hope see you next week.
I mean, that's what it is, you know, when you're running on.
Yes, absolutely. The second most popular sport in the Bahamas, Nathan, running on. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Have a great day, Bahamas.